This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, the Dallas Cowboys beat the hell out of the Philadelphia Eagles, at least in total yards. It wasn't that way on the scoreboard. Cowboys kept getting jammed up in the red zone. I heard Mickey Spagnuolo earlier on the stage said in the last 12 trips to the red zone where it's been first and goal, first and goal in the last 12 first and goals, the Cowboys only have touchdowns on four of those, I believe, which that's not enough. You know, they've got to figure it out. And I don't know if, you know, when it's first and goal to four or first and goal to five, I mean, it seems like you just go ahead and pound it with Zeke. Mm-hmm. But I get it. If they're loading up to stop Zeke, then they look foolish if they just have him run into a wall. I mean, I feel like that's where the creative, you really need creative play calling at that time, because you've got a lot of weapons. You've got Amari Cooper, who's tough to stop. He's a big physical receiver, too. He runs perfect routes.
Right.
You've got Dak, who can also run. You've got Zeke, who can also catch passes or run. You've got Cole Beasley, who runs great underneath stuff. It just seems like the tight ends are stepping up, too. It just seems like you've got options, but this offense is just getting, you know, stuck in the mud and settling for field goals in the red zone.
Yeah, this is kind of like what I was – I mean, not that I think the Cowboys' passing offense is great or anything like that, but I don't think the Cowboys have a passing game problem. I think they have a touchdown problem. And one of the things about you bring up about Zeke that drives me nuts is when I watch these other teams, whether it's the Rams or the Saints or, man, the Bears, they get down there on the five or the six, and if they had Zeke, Zeke would be flaring out to the flat, and he would be taking all those linebackers out of the middle of the field. And then even like, you know, you see the option that the Cowboys ran so well with Dak and Zeke, that needs to be run on the five-yard line. Now, I know I sound like a clown because I've never called NFL plays, but you have to figure out ways to get those defenses spread out when you're in a compact area. And I just don't feel like we're doing that. And it drives me absolutely bonkers because I feel like there are enough weapons there, because when you're right, Ben, when you get there inside 5 or 6 yards, Dak is a huge weapon to score there. Hell, Romo used to run that little pistol draw all the time down in that area. And it drives me nuts that they can't get it done.
Do you guys remember before the year when we were talking about Zeke in the passing game?
Yeah.
For like, okay, here's what he needs to do to really get up and be like one of those elite backs that we've talked about. We know he's really good, but Le'Veon Bell was seen as an example, and Kamara last year. So I'm looking at running backs receptions this year, okay? And this is where Zeke is. Okay, McCaffrey is 86. You have 78 for Saquon. Saquon's really good.
What a monster.
James White of the Patriots has 76, and I don't think of him as like a standard running back. I think of him as kind of a bit player. I know he gets a lot of carries, but 76 catches. Then you have Kamara at 70, and then you have Zeke at 65. So he's now in that discussion. Now.
Yeah.
And that's the full roundabout player that you want him to be. Now, he has gassed more than he's ever been, I think, and we're seeing him ask out. And I don't think we're fully maybe not taking into account, or maybe not talking enough about just the impact this is going to have on his body, but it's also what we wanted to do, right? When we drafted Zeke, let's use him up. I mean, I don't know how the Cowboys will feel about it. They might feel that they might sign him to a long-term deal at some point, but to me, I was thinking 4 years, you'll have a fifth-year option with Zeke. Let's burn him in those 5 years. And thanks for your time here. And that's how you do it, by giving him 40 touches a game.
He's the MVP of this team.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. He can turn a one-yard loss into a three-yard gain, and it may not seem like much, but for it really, it's a massive amount. And the way he finishes runs so aggressively, and he even got penalized for one yesterday, but he's everything to this team. And I worry that you're going to beat him up. I don't want him to go into the playoffs beat up. I feel like you've got to get him some rest at some point. I mean, he's to a point now where he's two plays in and he's coming out.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm not blaming him. It's just, dude, he's a battering ram.
He's also, he runs so physical. And dude, I'm with you. I'm not in any way criticizing him. He saved Garrett's ass on 4th-and-1.
Yeah.
He saved his ass. And So let me ask you guys this, because I don't think it's an obvious answer. I think you got to run through it in your brain. Who's more important to this team, Zeke or Tank?
I think it's Zeke. Yeah.
I mean, he's everything. I mean, it's Zeke allows you to have Dak. There's things about Dak's game that are not strong. Let's just be honest. But when you have Zeke, you can work through those things with Dak. You know, if you don't have Zeke, now you got to have an elite quarterback to be competitive. But because Zeke is so incredible, you know, I think Dak's an average quarterback. I think he's middle of the road with the potential to be better. I think he's definitely better when the game's on the line. I mean, he's clutch, and so it's hard. It's not black and white, but I think if you don't have Zeke and you got Rod Smith back there with Dak, you're in a hell of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have D-Law, that sucks because he is a true war daddy, but you're still going to get after that quarterback. You're still going to pressure that quarterback.
Yeah, and I look at it and I go, well, look at what they're really holding teams to, and they're still not scoring touchdowns even with Zeke. But it's very complicated, but you're right. I mean, Zeke gets all these tough yards, and he makes it so much easier for Dak. But I think people, too, I saw a lot of reaction to this. I think people don't really monitor what quarterbacks make in this league. When we were throwing out the 5 at 100, I don't know that I think Dak would take that.
Oh, no, that would be a bargain.
And so, I don't think he's going to take that either.
Yeah, and so, but and I people going, oh, he's not worth that. I'm like, man, you really need to take a look at the league and see what people are getting in this league.
He's getting 25.
Yeah. I mean, Case Keenum got 18.
I mean, you could maybe guarantee all of it.
Right.
That would be the way to kind of sucker him down a lower.
And he knows if he wins, they'll be able to get more money off the field and all that. I think I'm not going to go out there and give him 25 a year, but I'm in on Dak to where I would commit to him long term.
So what if he won't take less than 25? Are you saying goodbye?
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait and get other guys locked up and then just pay him top dollar if he's worth it, because then I got two more years to figure that out. But when you look at it and you go, I mean, I realize what his issues are, but he's got so many more things on the positive side of the ledger than the negative. It's not even funny. I mean, so we're killing him for a game yesterday in which he threw for 455 yards. And three touchdowns when they had to have them. And I realized, hey, they were in a tight bind because of his turnovers. But that's a special skill to have problems, put yourself in a bind, and then go out and win that game.
That's not a problem until those mistakes start getting you beat.
Right.
And you know what? Those mistakes don't look that bad, or they don't look as bad if you punch it in the end zone and it's 6 or 9-0 or whatever, and you have a 2-score lead or whatever it is. You know, it just can't happen. The interception, I don't have a problem with, because he really doesn't have that many interceptions.
No, fumbles, he's really good. That first interception was his first one in 165 pass attempts.
The fumbles, even on the TV broadcast, Troy was like, he's holding it with one arm there. He's got to feel that, but, and he's got
to
know.
I don't know how to make sense of it, because right when you're most concerned about him, he makes an incredible, perfect pass with the game on the line. Yeah. I mean, the dude's got the clutch gene for sure. Bobby Belt, who is a big time Twitter follow, you should be following if you're a Cowboy fan. Lots of interesting nuggets. Sent us this. If you look at Randy Gregory and D Law's numbers over the past, let's see how many games this is. This is over the last 8 games. So this is half of a season. Over the last 8 games, D Law has 3 sacks. He has 10 quarterback hits, and that's in 357 snaps. Gregory has 5 sacks and 10 quarterback hits, the same number, and just 250 snaps. So 100 less snaps. So
Randy's been good.
Been really good. But
the penalties overshadow everything, but he's been great.
Right, and I think some of those penalties are stupid. I also think D-Law enables Randy Gregory to not have a lot of attention on his side, because he gets so much attention.
And Tank is badass against the run.
Yes.
Oh, he blew him up on third down. So I don't know why they're running an option, but he blew him up. Hey, speaking of Bobby Belt, I think this is the most Dak thing I've ever heard. He tweeted this earlier. So yesterday, the Cowboys had over 100 penalty yards. They allowed 3 touchdown passes, and they lost the turnover battle by 2. In the history of the NFL, any team that meets that criteria is 0-73 in the history of the league. That changed yesterday. The Cowboys are the first team in the history of the NFL to have over 100 yards of penalty, to give up three passing touchdowns, and to lose the turnover battle by two or more and win.
Good God.
That is the most Dak stat of all time.
How about this? Dak has as many game-winning drives against the Eagles as Wentz does in his NFL career.
Shout out to Dak for that.
Four game-winning drives against the Eagles.
So, does each one of those yesterday count as a game-winning drive?
yeah, that's interesting, right? Because it's just the last one.
I saw that Amari Cooper had three go-ahead touchdowns in the fourth quarter in overtime. They kept getting in a bit of a hole. By the way, speaking of shining and looking good, Skin, I talked about you on the Mavs broadcast. I thought you looked fantastic. That's really cool. You're interviewing Luka there immediately when the game's over. And KT also did some television. Whoa. And KT's expanding out, doing some different things. He was on with Pat Doney on Saturday on NBC5. And I think KT's looking to bring in some extra income and looking for more opportunities. He's, you know, he's growing up before our eyes. Really, yeah. He's too big for us. He's a superstar. And he's now doing some CBS Sports Minutes. I don't know if you guys...
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Scanny, it's not... Now, these aren't running in this market, but like if you're listening to our company's radio station in New York or LA or Miami, then you'll hear KT. And so KT...
We get Jim Rome.
Yeah, we get Jim Rome here. But I found yours, KT. Tried to hide these. Allie found these for us. Let's take a see how KT's doing in other markets, breaking down the Cowboys in the CBS Sports Minute.
Hey, it's KT here for another CBS Sports Radio Minute. The Cowboys earned an overtime win over the Eagles yesterday despite a three-turnover day from quarterback Dak Prescott. At this point for Cowboys fans, Dak Prescott has become a strange relationship. There's ups and downs, and it's not always pretty, but in the end, he usually gets the job done. Sure, you might like her to watch what she eats a little more, maybe get in the gym a little bit, but when you start to think about all the other options, you're immediately reminded of all the crazies on Tinder who look about 115 in their profile picture, but are nowhere near that in real life. You want it to work out. And just when you think it might, another interception reminds you that committing to this long term could lead to an awful divorce. I think the major key for Cowboys fans to remember when you talk about Dak Prescott is that you should see this thing out, but use protection because you might not want to have kids with Dak just yet. With another procreative way of discussing a Cowboys victory, I'm KT for another CBS Sports Radio Minute.
Wow, that's great.
New York, LA, Chicago might get that.
What's been the feedback from the bosses on that?
Well, you know, I've been getting tons of feedback all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, Intercom CEO David Field, who is in town.
Yeah,
is he here
company
now?
Business.
I was going to say I didn't know who
business.
He was.
Yeah. You know, but we've been getting, you know, Rome will come in and talk about the Browns and have a hot take. So, and they've had some guys go on vacation. They decided Gottlieb really wasn't fit for this company. So, so I've been, you know, filling in. I think I had one more that's been kind of airing.
Yeah, we've got that. We grabbed this one too. We've got a second one here, Shippy.
Hey, it's KT here for another CBS Sports Radio Minute. The Cowboys got another huge win yesterday afternoon over the hated Philadelphia Eagles. The Cowboys, well known nationally as a billion-dollar brand due to their affinity for choking. At least those are the thoughts of a guy named Shamu the Ham Gurgler. By the way, what is the deal with Shamu? How did SeaWorld not know that a killer whale might actually, kill somebody? And who gurgles ham? It seems like the texture would be a tough thing to gurgle. There's no way that logistically it's a top 10 thing to gurgle. No way. I know it's not on my list of top 10 things to gurgle. In fact, I'm okay admitting that I wouldn't gurgle any meat. Besides, KT the meat gurgler really doesn't have a great ring to it. Reporting live with nipples that could cut glass, I'm KT for another CBS Sports Radio Minute.
Hold on. Who told you to sign off with that?
Huh?
First of all, you're not reporting live, and second of all, that's a terrible sign-off.
Was it cold?
No, in the other markets, in the upper northeast.
Yeah, because you're trying to relate to those cold weather markets.
Winter storms, they can barely travel in this country.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's really well done, man.
Oh, thanks.
Really well done.
Yeah.
So
it's a real beating to do, so hopefully I don't have to do any more, because I have about the same enthusiasm as Boomer when he's giving birthday shout-outs.
Yeah.
Today in Wikipedia...
KT, good job, man. Good job with Doney, too. Good job on NBC5.
Yeah. I mean, Pat Doney's crushing it over there.
Yeah.
Now, I was trying to sit in on the weather, you know, get in some of those models. You know, I'm a big Grant Johnston guy, Rick Mitchell. Those are my guys. Samantha Davies over there. Mm. But they would not allow me within 500 feet of the green screen.
Yeah.
So,
or Samantha Davies. That's a court restriction there. A lot of stalking things happening.
You'll break your Doppler out.
There he goes. Kevin KT Turner, the pride and joy of only Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.